Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. After conducting several raids on residences of opposition leaders in Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, the Income Tax Department has now trained its guns with DMK's Kanimozhi. Just less than 48 hours before the constituency hits the polls, a team of IT officials and a static surveillance team of the Election Commission yesterday evening conducted searches at the Rajya Sabha MP's residence in Tuticorin in South Tamil Nadu region. As the officials didn't find anything from the searches, Kanimozhi and other DMK leaders slammed the PM Modi-led centre over what they call attempts to subdue the opposition parties ahead of the elections. According to Kanimozhi, the searches were illegal since they were allegedly conducted without a requisite warrant. However, IT sources said that the searches were a normal verification procedure. Now, Kanimozhi has accused the AC of unfairly targeting her since she was a member of the opposition party. She said that these incidents only strongly confirm that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is using EC to threaten everybody. DMK President M.K. Stalin also echoed what Kanimozhi said and slammed the poll body, saying that it is deliberately used by the Prime Minister to target opposition party leaders. Meanwhile, several DMK party workers staged a protest outside Kanimozhi's residence in solidarity and raced down with Modi slogans. In another major development in South, President Ram Nath Kovind has accepted the EC's recommendation to cancel the election in Tamil Nadu's Vellore over excessive use of money power days after a large sum of cash was seized from the warehouse of a DMK candidate. The EC's recommendation had been sent after cash seizures from the premises of the DMK veteran leader and party treasurer Durai Murugan's son Kathir Anand's house in Vellore were made on 29th of March. Polling for the two assembly seats under the Vellore Lok Sabha seat, Ambur and Gudiyattam, facing by-polls, will go ahead as planned on Thursday, as the order was specific to the Lok Sabha election, officials have told News 18. Moving on, a quick look at some of the other top stories from yesterday. Now, the cash-strapped Jet Airways is said to have requested lenders for an interim funding of Rs 400 crore to stave off a temporary closure, even as its current operation fleet further shrunk to 5 aircrafts. In a filing to the BSE, the company made a statement and said that the leadership of the company, in consultation with its board of directors, is engaged with lenders in connection with the said emergency funding request. The company is also in constant engagement with the Directorate General of Civil Aviation and Ministry of Civil Aviation in this regard. As of Tuesday, the airline was operating only 5 aircrafts, as mentioned, which it is required to have to save its operating permit. Moving on, French President Emmanuel Macron has vowed yesterday to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral within 5 years after a fire that toppled the steeple of the 850-year-old landmark building caused major damage to the roof. In a televised address to the nation a day after the blaze, Macron said that we will rebuild the cathedral even more beautifully and I want it to be finished within 5 years. However, he also added a note of caution saying that let us not fall into the trap of haste and that we can do anything if there is patience upon us. Moving on, Poonam Sinha, the wife of actor-turned-politician Shatrughan Sinha, will be contesting against Union Minister Rajnath Singh from the Lucknow Parliamentary Constituency on a Samajwadi Party ticket with support of BSP. According to sources, the Congress is also likely to extend support to Sinha's candidature with the aim to dent BJP's votes and keep Singh confined to his constituency. The Grand Old Party's decision to field no candidate from the state capital also paves way for a one-on-one face-off between Singh and Poonam Sinha from here. Bangladeshi actor Firdaus Ahmed, who courted controversy for campaigning for the TMC in Bengal has been issued a notice by the Ministry of Home Affairs directing him to leave the country. The MHA cancelled Firdaus's business visa and blacklisted the actor. Now, the development comes hours after a BJP delegation met with the EC officials over violation of the Model Code of Conduct by the Trinamool Congress for roping in Firdaus for campaigning in Raiganj. After a slew of political leaders, it's Navjot Singh Sidhu who's under the scanner of the EC, with district authorities in Kathir lodging an FIR against the Congress leader for his remarks in which he allegedly warned the Muslim community that efforts were on to divide their votes in Bihar. The move comes after the BJP also lashed out at the Congress for Sidhu's comments in which he asked the Muslims at the election rally to unite and oust Prime Minister Narendra Modi, adding that it was the opposition's DNA, as he said, to divide the people. Right, that would be all for today. But like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and continue to follow news18.com for more updates. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.